Welcome back to the Insight with Irv show. I am your host, Irvin. Some of you guys probably know me as Irv, and many more of you probably know me as Irv Official. If this is your first time on this podcast, then I am excited to be having you because you're joining us on a fun episode. And the reason why I say fun is because anytime we are talking about different ways that you can grow, different ways that you can add more money to your bank account, and just different ways that you can change your lifestyle, in my opinion at least, that's going to be a good time. Now, this thought right here, and the reason why I recorded this episode is because I've been noticing a trend with people. It's really 50-50 down the board, right? Depending on who you follow, depending on what you're surrounded by, depending on what you're looking at, you're going to notice a common thread. It's, at least for me, it's been split 50-50. I've seen people where they post of how hard it's been for them to generate extra income in 2021. And then I've seen the other half of the people where they say it's never been easier. So which one is it? Is it harder to make money in 2021 and generate income, build your business, make multiple six figures, make seven figures, whatever your goal is? Or is it easier? Now, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, I think that we are living in the easiest time to make money. And before we go into the four reasons, what is it, four? Yeah, before we go into the four reasons of why you're not making more money, I first want to lay the foundation of why I think it's actually easier right now than ever before for you to make money. We have social media. Now, I know that concept gets thrown around a lot, and you're always hearing how to make money online, Wi-Fi money. But really listen to this. We have social media. This means that we now have access to people with hundreds of thousands, if not millions of followers. And I'm talking about real followers. I'm talking about people with real businesses that are putting out good, valuable content. None of this, you know, dance videos, which is fun to look at. None of this prank videos, which, again, it's fun to look at. But if you're really looking to get your business to the next level, we've never been in a time where you can access information at your fingertips, where if you wanted to fix your credit, you can go on YouTube. If you wanted to learn how to run a webinar, you can go on YouTube. If you wanted to learn how to properly network market, you can go on YouTube. If you wanted to learn how to properly run Facebook ads, you can go on YouTube. And not even YouTube, you now have TikTok, which I've been calling for a while. And if you've been following me for a while now, you'll know that we've been talking about this. I think it's going to be, or has become, one of the best educational platforms that we have right now. It's been transitioning and has already gone through a couple of different growing pains, but to where it is now and where I think it's headed, I think it may become, if not the best, probably top two most educational platforms where you can get your message across or where you can go to learn. That's the first thing. It's the educational side. But here's a second reason why I think right now is the easiest time to make money if you focus and if you know what you're looking for. You also have access to not just the people that are doing big things, like not just the heavy hitters in your industry, not just the big time names that are making millions of dollars a week or a month or hundreds of thousands of dollars off of their products or off of their services, but you also have the audience that follows them. This is their tribe. This is one of the best ways for you to tap in to audiences and not just pitch your product, not just pitch what you're doing, not just make money off the audience, but actually network with some of these people. Look, I've met some people and I've built some relationships along the way just from commenting on a mutual post from someone that I was following that I thought was putting out good content. People saw my content and we've kind of hit it off ever since. So much so that we're actually doing business together now. Before, you would have to go to these networking events. You would have to go to these seminars. You would actually have to drive up. Now, I still am a believer in meeting up face to face, and I'm still a believer and you want to shake hands, you want to kiss babies, right? But being where we are now, the internet's made it so much easier, and the internet really has cut out the middleman. So now that we've seen that, it's not just about the internet. It's not just about social media. It's not just about the information that we get from social media. The access to information that we have, it's never been a better time. You have podcasts, you have audiobooks, you have regular books. You have seminars, especially now with what's happened with the way that the world's been shifting. Most of it has been going virtual. So you can learn, you can grow from the comfort of your own home. So look, setting all of that aside, I want to get into the four reasons of why one of these four combinations, or all four combinations, or a combination of maybe two or three of these, why you're not making more money in 2021, and then what we can do to change that for you. And you're going to get all of that here in this episode. So before we go into the first one here, if you haven't done so, because I put up a post yesterday over on my IG, and I only want you to do this if you feel 100% comfortable doing this. Hear me out. Leave a comment and give us a 5-star review, because it helps this channel and it helps this podcast grow to the next level, and it helps the podcast algorithm push this show and push this content to a larger audience. But again, I only want you to do that if you feel 100% comfortable doing so. Let's go ahead and go with the first reason why you're not making more money, and that's this. There's information that you haven't accessed. Now, I know that sounds contradictory to what we just finished talking about, where we have all of this access to information. We have people that are putting out free content. We have paid content. We have courses. We have seminars. We have YouTube. So what is the information that you need to get to in order for you to change your financial situation, or for you to change your life? This is where you have to do your homework, right? Because some of this does require some work. And here's the assignment for you. You want to find out, okay, am I bad with budgeting? If I'm bad with budgeting, I need to access information that's going to help me get better with my budgeting. Maybe a step-by-step guide, maybe a journal. Maybe there's someone that puts out content that maybe you can either pay them for a coaching session, or maybe from some of the free content that they have and some of the templates that they put out, you can go ahead and start implementing some of those changes in your life. So the information that you haven't accessed isn't just about, let's say, the courses that you buy, right? Because it's not just about buying courses, even though I'm a big believer in paying for education, because I believe that once there's a price that's paid and you actually put a price tag on something, it actually accelerates the pace that we learn, rather than just getting stuff for free. Because let's be honest here, when we get freebies, yeah, that feels good, but do we ever actually do anything with it? Sometimes it has to hurt a little bit. It actually has to come out of our pocket in order for us to make a change. The second reason why you may not be making enough money, and this is a big one, and this may be a shock, and this is why I'm going to slow this part down right here: you could be in the wrong industry. Now, I know that that's a hard pill to swallow, especially if you've been in an industry for a couple of years, especially if maybe your college degree is based off of an industry, if maybe the industry that you were in 10, 15, 20 years ago was booming, and now it's maybe dying off, maybe it's a dying breed, maybe there's only a few offices or a few companies left doing what you do for either your company, if you're, let's say, an employee, or if you're helping run an organization, or if maybe you're a salesperson, or if maybe you are the CEO, or if you're the founder, or if you're the president of an organization or of your own company, and you're starting to wonder, okay, is this industry still paying off, right? This is a hard pill to swallow, because a lot of times when we are making money, and a lot of times when we are when we feel that we're actually doing good in our careers and in our jobs, we tend to attach our identity, and we tend to attach who we think we are to what we do, rather than separating those two things. Yes, knowing who we are helps us generate more income. Yes, knowing who we are helps us in our industry. Yes, knowing who we are differentiates us from our competition. But when you have a dying business, or when you have a dying industry, You need to learn how to separate the two, because if not, when this starts to suffer right here, you'll think that there's something wrong with you as a person. And sometimes there's really nothing wrong with you as a person. What is wrong is maybe the angle that you're taking to achieve a goal, or maybe the industry itself that you're in is no longer paying what it's what it was before. I'll give you an example. 20, maybe 30 years ago, you could have made a lot of money selling Bibles door to door. 20, 30 years ago, you probably could have made a lot of money. Maybe even 40 years ago, you could have made a lot of money selling phone books. You could be the best salesperson in the world right now. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much money you've made. You could be the best salesperson right now watching or listening to this episode. And I guarantee you, those two are going to be the two hardest sales before. Not because there's anything wrong with you, not because you're doing anything wrong, but because the vehicle that you're in could be wrong. So you want to identify, am I in a dying industry? Is this industry maybe too saturated? Is it even worth me investing any ads, or is it even worth me investing any type of marketing dollars or any of my energy or hiring more people? Or you could be in an industry that, let's just say it flat out, it started to get replaced by technology. Not only you can answer that. And if you're thinking to yourself, well, Irv, I love what I do. Well, that's great. But this episode isn't about loving what you do. This episode is about putting more money into your pocket. We'll leave some other episodes for talking about passion and, you know, your purpose and your desires and what you want to do. But for the purpose of this episode right here, it's about putting more money into your pocket. So find a vehicle where that income is flowing, even if it means completely transitioning into another industry, which is the third thing that I actually want to take place here, because these two kind of go together. And I think that if you get this third one, it's really going to take not only your business, your career, but also your finances to the next level. Work on having transferable skills. Right now at your job, you're maybe only trained specifically for that job. And there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're looking to branch out into entrepreneurship, or if you're an entrepreneur and you're only good at, let's say, doing a certain task for your business, and that skill doesn't become transferable, let's say, and it doesn't become kind of like a chameleon where you can pop it in to different industries or pop it into different jobs or assignments or tasks, then that's only going to have a short-lived fuse on it. You want to have a bit more bandwidth with your skill set, right? You want to be able to communicate. So communication to me is one that I think is transferable across any platform, whether you are on socials, whether you are selling shoes, whether you are, let's say, going door to door, whether you are, let's say, selling online and you're writing copy. Obviously, those are different type of skills, but the art of it all comes back down to your way to articulate a message by communication. There's millions of skills out there that you can probably think of, but the first one that comes to my head is communication. And the reason this one comes to my mind is because if you're good at communicating, even though you may have to learn the language for the next industry, as long as you know how to piece together a conversation, as long as you know how to listen to your audience, or let's say the person that you're selling to, and as long as you know how to, again, put that message in front of them in a way that they can understand, in a way that they can trust you, in a way that they can like you, or in a way that your manager, your boss, or your, let's say, the person that oversees your department says, you know what, let's give Irv or let's give Cindy the promotion because they know how to articulate to the rest of our team members, and they know how to have a conversation and keep it on level ground because they know how to come up with solutions. Once you have that skill, and again, you can think of any other skill, but that's just what, even writing is a skill. What else? Closing is a skill. Even design is a skill. Those are all transferable skills. So this is why I said that this one may be the most important one out of the list, because this one will make sure that you are recession proof versus just about anything else that you can do for your job or in your business. And then last but not least, and this one, just like the second one, where if you are in a dying industry, is going to be a hard pill to swallow. You want to learn. Well, let me backtrack that. Not learn. You want to be in a constant, even though it has to do with learning, but there's a certain way I want to say it. You want to stay in a certain place. And the place that I'm talking about is not a physical place, but you want to stay in a place of continual reinventing yourself, or reinvention, right? If that's actually a term. When you constantly and when you continually reinvent yourself, here's what you tell yourself. You tell yourself that you're not satisfied with what you have right now. You're content, you're happy, but you're not satisfied because you know that there's always room for improvement. When you're always in a state of reinventing yourself, you're always looking to expand your network. When you're always in a place of reinventing yourself, you're never just happy with one opportunity. You're always looking to create multiple opportunities. Here's why. When you're in a place of reinventing yourself, you are not just looking for opportunities for yourself, but you're also looking to put other people on. It's one thing when you put yourself on, but it becomes real when you put other people on. I've seen whenever you put someone else on, it not only changes their life, but it also changes your life because you're giving back. You're showing gratitude. You're also fulfilling an act of fulfillment, which really goes beyond money. This is why you see a lot of these millionaires and billionaires. They go into philanthropy, or they go into donating, or they go into opening up these charitable foundations. They don't need any more money. They're looking to put other people on. They're looking for fulfillment. They're looking to really take their life to the next level because they've already feel like they've hit the pinnacle in terms of what's been working for them when it comes to generating money. But before you get to that point of generating income, you have to be able to continually reinvent yourself. Ask yourself, can this be done better? Ask yourself, does my team have all the tools that they need? You can check, am I asking the right questions to my customers? Does my audience really understand who I am and what my product is, what my pitch is? Do I really understand what type of brand I'm trying to, let's say, put out there for the people to really see what is it that I do? Again, Just like reinventing yourself, having those transferable skills, finding the industry where the money is flowing into, and getting your hands on the right information. This is going to be the four things that I've seen people like the most, but these are going to be the four things, if you can master and if you can really buckle down, whether it's all four or just one of them, that you really want to start bringing home. Because once you start working on it, you're going to see your income just starting to flow. And it's literally going to be like a waterfall, and you won't be able to turn it off, because once you build up these four pillars, you're able to stack on all of them because it becomes a foundation. So there you have it. If you found value in this content, consider hitting that subscribe button, whether you're watching on YouTube or if you are listening on Spotify or Apple. And again, only if you feel like you absolutely enjoy this content, consider giving us a 5-star review over on Apple and over on any other platform that you are listening on, because it does help this information get in front of more people. Once again, I appreciate you checking me out. Until next time, everyone, I will see you on the next episode of the Inside with Irv Show.